Good morning. This is Angela here. Today I wanted to talk about God's ripple of love. Everything we do ripples out by affecting others. In the case of Jesus, his ripple created a huge wave to wash over humanity, changing us forever. While seeking the Lord, I was given a vision in my mind of a ripple within a river. The ripple expanded to spread out, replicating ripple after ripple. The Holy Spirit reminded me of that ripple is how God's love radiates over my heart when I'm seeking Him in my quiet secret place, just like these ripples in the water. Our natural vision is colored by the world or programmed, but knowing God's essence and character of love allows us to see people the way God sees them, by His ripple. In this place of love, while seeking the Father, He took me to 2 Kings 9, and He revealed His nature with me by sharing an encouraging message for those struggling to hear His voice. So if you're blocked and you can't hear God, there's something in the way. And He's saying, "My beloved, I'm releasing my anointing oil over the house of Ahab. Ahab is ruled by Jezebel. By accepting my oil, each shall avenge Jezebel and destroy the Ahab within them. Any land that Jezebel has ruled shall be cut off and perish, says the Lord. Both have been enslaved by my children. Both have enslaved my children. Saturating my oil provides my power to gain all plots of ground stolen by these two devils. Seek me in your secret place, and I shall release my oil." When the Father had told me this, He asked me to go read 1 Samuel 10 as well. These demons have to do with wounding. If you have things within your heart that you have done, things like what I've done, which is you just say, "I overcame them," you can't overcome them without God healing them. It's a lie. And so then these devils move into your heart, and it creates a hardness towards others, expectation towards others, all kinds of things that actually torture our friendships and relationships with other people, and you're completely deceived by it, and you have complete anxiety. You can't rest in God, and sometimes it's even difficult to seek God. So in my experience, I had to fast for 40 days just like Jesus in the desert, and I fasted from breakfast. I had black coffee until noon. And I did this every day, and every day I sought the Lord while I was doing it. And, you know, in the book of Joel, he talks about how we need to fast and pray. And the church today does not do those things. We need to deny our body so that our soul is healed. And to heal our soul, our spirit rises within us. And not only can we commune with the Father, but we can also put our mind at rest. If you find difficulty resting and being quiet and you can't stop talking or the chatter in your brain, these devils are after you. There's no shame in this. We were born in a fallen land. Our job is to chase after God. The church wants us all to believe that we're like supposed to be these disciples. Well, chasing after people, all it does is make people run from us. What we need to do is present the presence of God by our behavior, by our actions. Another thing to do is to serve. Do things for other people. There's food banks. I mean, it doesn't have to be in a church. There's all kinds of things. There's animals. There's lots of needs in our world. And when we serve, these demons get quiet inside of us. Serving, that's what it says in the Bible. You need to serve. Now, how that looks for each of us is totally different. But, you know, you might be watching your grandkids. I don't know what it is, what we should be doing. But we can't be living for ourselves. And when we live for ourselves, all we hear is me, 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 I. You don't, when you're talking to people, you're talking about yourself. I'm sick. I'm this. I'm that. This is not a settled soul. This is a wounded person. And that's what God is trying to say here. And to move forward and be filled by the Holy Spirit, in Joel 3, God says he will come, bless his people, after you battle through all these nations within your heart. It's a symbolism in Joel. The battle is within one's heart. And this is what's going on. It's not the end times forever. Jesus is coming back in you. He's not coming back to rapture you off the earth. He's coming back to rapture your heart. And it's beautiful. So I don't know if I actually need to read the rest of my post, but I do believe each and every one of us need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just like the church in Acts. And I post this on my blog. They were filled once in verse 5, I believe. 4, excuse me. Chapter 2. Oh, gosh. But then they're again, later they're filled again. And the Lord, the reason they had to be filled twice was because we're leaky. We need to get in the presence of the Lord because our flesh is so carnal. And to be honest, we can't do this by ourselves. We have to face this battle every day with God. Sit down, ask His Holy Spirit to come and fill you so that you can be filled with the Spirit, all of them, all 7 of them. And you can tell you have the Spirit of God within you because you're not angry. You're not full of anxiety. You can rest. You can sleep. You're not eating constantly. I mean, this is our body not being in the presence of God. So the world's ripple moves away from God. But if you're in God's ripple, the spirit realm moves in the opposite direction. So we get closer to God and we get quiet and we can commune with the Father. We don't want to have calloused hearts. We don't want the enemy of our soul convincing of us of our righteousness to stand on things that are not of God. God becomes distant, and we aren't able to hear him, and we're not able to pray. There's a void. Our soul is hungry for God. Somebody once told me the seeds of destruction are the very beginning of dishonesty. So let's be careful. What kind of foundation are we building within ourselves? That spirit-filled church, it was a critical time. And God had plans for this church in Acts. And he has plans for you. He wants his ripple of love to overcome your heart and your soul so that you can go out and shine your light. That is a true disciple. Caring about others. Caring and having empathy. Not being toxic and selfishness and hardened because people didn't do what you expected them to do because you did something nice. That's not of God. That quenches the spirit. That short circuits the spirit. Our wage of sin is death. And it's not as quickly as it was for Ananias and Sapphira in Acts. I mean, they died immediately when right there in the church when they lied and the Holy Spirit came. But it's a parable for us. Our spirit is short-circuited and we die if we don't connect to God and we don't battle within our heart these demons of Jezebel and Ahab. And they work together. One is a martyr, is manipulator, and the other one goes after everything for Ahab. Jezebel gets everything for Ahab. I mean, do a little reading about it. We all have it. You have to overcome it to some degree. It's not just some people. There's no embarrassment of it. But you cannot walk in the spirit with these devils. You cannot. So I just want to leave you today with a little prayer. Dear Yahweh, I thank you for your son Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your love that ripples through me, even when my heart is weary. I thank you for your forgiveness of my sins, and once I bring them to you, they are forgotten forever. You cared enough about your first Spirit-filled church to stop the rogue ripple. Please reveal any land within my heart that requires your love to wash away my ruling devils. Thank you, Father, for giving us the Spirit-filled church as an example to walk with your Son. I pray that you would open my heart to receive your free gift, the Holy Spirit. I ask that you reveal any sin that would short-circuit my connection to you. I ask that you, Father, that you would come and fill me. Fill me with the fruits of your Spirit. I pray you would open your word to my mind and my heart of any unbelief so your hidden mysteries can be revealed. God, I ask that during my reflection time with you that you shine your light of honesty over everything blocking me from your presence. I surrender everything of this dying world to you. The only grip my heart shall have will be for you, Father in heaven. Thank you, God, for loving me. Please help me to be wise and compassionate towards others in my life and in my community. I ask all of this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.